Time to get our reality check this morning with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Reporter Nathan Eagle sets the stage for rising sea levels. Do we retreat or fortify the shoreline? Morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
So you pretty much set the stage out there looking at the various bills that the lawmakers have introduced.
Absolutely, yeah. There's no shortage of them, you know, a dozen or more that deal with climate change directly, and many more that deal with it indirectly. So there's a lot of very big questions before Hawaii lawmakers, and in turn, obviously, us, the public, from everything from where do we armor our shorelines or where should we retreat because of rising sea levels. We've got carbon tax proposals on the table, homebuyer disclosures, you know, that being, should you tell a prospective home buyer that you live in an area that's going to be underwater in the coming years, and a whole bunch more.
Now, what's your sense as to, you know, what might get, you know, hearings first or what might be really doable?
Well, looking at what happened last year, there's a couple of clues on some of them that have been tried before. You know, there's some that suggest we should implement the findings of this huge sea level rise report that the State Climate Commission did, I think, in December 2017. So that had cleared the Senate last year, if I'm not mistaken, but then died in the House. So I think they'll push that again. It hasn't changed, as far as I can tell. So maybe they'll have better luck this year in trying to get some more traction in the House. Some of the others, though, I haven't seen debated before, I don't recall, such as the carbon tax. So that one, I think, will be highly controversial. But it is something that our State Climate Commission unanimously approved. And then some of the others are kind of a mix somewhere in between those two.
And I know there's been discussion about carbon offsets for folks who don't like the idea of a tax.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a number of carbon offsets from stuff, I think, to help consumers do that, to having the state kind of offset its own emissions for its own employees.
And the disclosures, the real estate disclosures.
Yeah, absolutely. So that one has been tried before and obviously didn't pass or we wouldn't be talking about it. But that's, again, there's these powerful mapping tools that are now available to the public online through the state's report that show you, you know, what 1 foot of sea level rise looks like, 2 feet, 3 feet over the next, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. But the question is, if you're buying a home in one of those areas, should you have to tell the buyer that you live in one of these areas, that your home could potentially be underwater within the next generation or maybe a lot sooner?
And the lawmakers are also looking at, you know, how do we plan for retreating or building up?
Yeah, and that one I'm imagining there will be a lot of debate over. So I spoke to Senator Carl Rhodes, for instance, who's introduced this bill that says, hey, Climate Commission, can you at least give us a list, you know, maybe prioritize a list of areas you think we should armor, build seawalls and things like that to protect us, and areas that make sense to retreat. But in his opinion, you know, things like harbors, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Let's armor that and protect it. But for him, you know, Waikiki, which is all the mapping shows to be underwater in the near future, he's like, that's something we should retreat from. That's his opinion. But, you know, in talking to like Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell, he's like, no, absolutely. We are going to protect Waikiki and Kaka'ako, places like that, that are such a big economic driver. So I think you're going to see a lot of debate in terms of what is on which of those lists.
This is interesting to me because I just recently took a underground tour of the city of Seattle, looking at areas that the city had abandoned because of a really bad fire. But you can go actually underground and look at where there was a hotel and where there was a bank. And it was just kind of looking back at the future of what could come in Waikiki. Just really fascinating.
Oh, that's super fascinating.
So we'll have to see what happens. When's the first hearing? Do you got anything today or tomorrow?
Not that I've seen scheduled so far. I haven't made it my way through all the lists of everything. they're definitely coming in frequently and with a lot of different bills being on the table. I'll be keeping an eye on them.
Okay, haven't waded through them all yet. All right, thanks so much, Nathan.
Thank you.
That was reporter Nathan Eagle with today's reality check. To read Nathan's full story, visit civilbeat.org.